Hello and welcome to this AAT podcast. This is Amanda Carlisle and we're going to be focusing on influencing key strategic decision makers. The content of this podcast is to look at five key areas. Number one, what do strategic decision makers want? Number two, what's the process to have at the forefront of your mind? Number three, how do we build rapport and trust? Number four, gathering intelligence about our strategic decision maker. And finally, linking our outcome with their benefit. So, number one, what do strategic decision makers want? Well, if you sit and think about the key people that you need to influence who are key decision makers, what is it that actually motivates them to want to spend time and to engage in conversation with you? Well, strategic decision makers, they're quite a unique bunch of people. They're there to make the big decisions, the long-term decisions, and usually the decisions that affect the whole organisation. They're interested in results, results that can be measurable as well. So they know that they've made a difference. And obviously, all strategic decision makers, they have their own set of stakeholders as well. Maybe the stakeholders are the owners of the organisation or their colleagues. So to understand and to be able to influence strategic decision makers, we have to put ourselves in their shoes to see the world through their eyes and hear it through their ears and to see who they need to influence as well. Of course, strategic decision makers will probably have their own bonus as well. So to find out how their bonus is constructed, whether it's on sales, whether it's on cost reduction, whether it's on staff satisfaction, is going to be a key lever to engaging them in the long term. And also, some strategic decision makers are interested in doing the right thing, the ethical thing to do for their organisations. We've got a choice. We can either make assumptions from the information that's available to us, or we can do something quite radical. We could simply just ask them the questions. Ask them simply what is important to them, what do they value, what is it that success looks like? And then we really understand the conversations that they want to engage in, because it will be all linked to realising what is important to them. So simply asking the question. Now, it seems very simple, doesn't it? Just sit down and ask them the question. However, how do we go about that? And I think what I'd like to ask you to do is to think about somebody who seems to have the knack of engaging senior decision makers. What is it that you see them doing? What do you hear them saying? How do they behave? And how do they build this fantastic relationship so the door opens and they have the time and are on the radar of the strategic decision makers? Now, just to spend a minute thinking this through, I'd like you to jot down your ideas and then I'm going to share with you the things that I've observed. People that are fantastically good at engaging strategic decision makers, they seem to have a very clear structured process to do this. And you will see from the slide in front of you that these key steps, this is what they look like. This is what makes sense. Number one is they understand the outcome. They know exactly what it is that they want from the strategic decision maker. Number two, they spend time, not with the small talk, but with the big talk that's going to build rapport and trust. Number three, that they use very good questioning skills. And they balance this up between questioning and listening to gather intelligence on what makes the strategic decision maker tick. And then the next step is that they repeat back, they paraphrase almost word for word. What they've heard is important to the strategic decision maker. And as we're going through this process, people that are brilliant at engaging this group of people then can find a link and they can relate their outcome of why they initiated the conversation with the need and benefit of the strategic decision maker. And that's the process. That's what fantastically talented people in this arena do. Now let's have a look a little bit more detail. Building rapport. It's not about the small talk, it's about gaining the trust. So strategic decision makers are open to your suggestion. We do this at a subconscious level. Three things: using state of mind, language patterns, and body language. As you enter into conversation, by simply asking the strategic decision maker to think about a time when everything seemed to work perfectly, they will have to bring up some very positive memories and thoughts that will automatically put them in a good state of mind. So that's very simple and straightforward. When we look at building rapport, the ultimate aim is to give the perception that we are like the strategic decision makers at some level. How we do this, we can do this using language patterns. And what I'd say to you is the majority of people will think and process information very differently to you. So using the language patterns that strategic decision makers use is a very powerful way at a subconscious level of enabling them to feel that on some level you are like them. You are talking their language. For us, it can feel quite bizarre. But if we want to change our results, then we have to be able to take responsibility for changing our behaviour and therefore our language. So let's have a look at these different language pattern sets. Visual language. Some strategic decision makers will want to see what it is that you're proposing. They'll want to take a view on it and have a look at your proposal. It's got to appear to be advantageous to them. They will want for you to show them how this will work in effect. So you can see how I'm using that language, those visual language words. Auditory. 20% of the population like to hear auditory words, and they will want to hear about your key messages, and they want to feel as though that you're really listening to what it is that's important to them. They'll want you to tune in and really, in a very concise way, question what it is that they want. So auditory language to really ring true and for the other person to feel as though you're all singing off the same hymn sheet. This is auditory language patterns. Kinesthetic, strategic decision makers want to get a real handle and get a real feel for what you're proposing. They'll want to get in touch with the key messages and get a grasp of the problems and the issues. They will want to feel that you have really got a handle and a hold of what is important to them. So you're seeing how this is working, don't you? And finally, we've got the auditory digital. Now, let me tell you, in finance, most of the population who work in the finance profession will be auditory digital. It's true. And the auditory digital people are very unique and very different. They only make up a very small percentage of the population. But this may feel as though it's language that makes sense to you. Because if you're wanting to engage with somebody, you will probably want to get a sense of what it is that they're suggesting. You will probably want them to demonstrate their experience and to demonstrate that they have an understanding, that they've thought through and they've exhibited some clearly structured processes to enable you to decide and to make some considered decisions on what it is that they're suggesting. Now, the challenge for us as finance professionals in building rapport is that the majority of people will not process information that's auditory digital. They will fall into the visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. So it's worth making some changes, isn't it? Okay, continuing on rapport, the other area to look at is your body language. Why? Because from research from 1970 from Birdwhistle, 55% of what we communicate is our body language. So strategic decision makers want to engage with confident looking people that exhibit body language that to them gives them the sense that this person is worth spending some time with. For us trying to build rapport, The way that we use body language is enabling them at a subconscious level to trust us. And we do this by matching and mirroring. We are going to observe and watch and copy the strategic decision maker's body language. So if they use hand patterns and they gesture quite overtly, then you watch and you copy that. If they smile a lot, you're going to smile. If they sit in a certain position, then initially in the conversation, then you are going to copy it. It may feel a little bit awkward to you, but the result that we want is for the strategic decision maker to say yes to what we're eventually going to suggest to them. So let's go back to the process. We said, clarify our outcome, build rapport. The next few steps are all about gathering intelligence of what is important to that other person. So using questioning and listening skills. So let's have a look at this gathering intelligence. Types of questions, because what we want to do is enable the strategic decision maker to do the majority of the talking so we can gather intelligence on them. And the way we do it is by using open questions. Where is this? What will happen? Why is it significant? When will it happen? How do you see this developing? And who needs to be involved in this? So open questions, extremely powerful. The second type of questioning is perhaps when we want to bring closure to the step of gathering intelligence. We use this with closed questions or limiting questions. So we will summarise what the strategic decision maker has said and then ask them, do they want this or that? So it gives the perception of options. So can I just clarify, do you want to finish this podcast in 15 minutes or 20? Is it 15 or 20? I've probably decided already how soon we're going to finish it, but I'm giving the perception of choice and I'm summarising. Okay, so as we're asking questions, we're listening, actively listening and taking on board all the key messages. For those of you that are quite visual, you might have a bit of a post-it board in your head, just putting little post-its up that capture the key messages of what you've heard. The reason why it's important to do that is because you will need to paraphrase back, to say word for word what you've heard the strategic decision maker describe. Why is that important? It's because at a subconscious level, it shows that you are on their wavelength, that you are like them, that you have understood and really listened. And that's why paraphrasing is so important. Now, in this section on gathering intelligence, we need to be able to understand the business benefits or organisational benefits of what the strategic decision maker is seeking to acquire. Now, there is a difference, a key difference between features and benefits. And just to tell you a little story, just to demonstrate the difference between features and benefits of what we might want to engage strategic decision makers with, features are definable, factual, functional, measurable. So those are features. And when I was going to buy my car, the salesman who was there to sell a product, maybe not an idea, but a product, he sold me features. He told me about the warranty, the price, the engine size, the capacity of the engine. And I have to say that I was neither bothered nor interested in the features. He told me about the things that were of interest to him. He sold me features. If he'd asked me the questions that have been listed in our process of the what, why, how, when, and who, he would have very quickly gathered some intelligence on the benefits to me as a person. Because benefits are defined by the other person. They are factual and perceived. And they are driven not just by business aspirations, but personal aspirations. And strategic decision makers have a personal level to them as well in the way that they make decisions. So benefits are extremely important. So If the car salesman had asked me, why is it important for you to have a Mini? And who is going to be driving with you? And where do you see yourself going? And what is it that's important to you about having a Mini? He would have soon found out that the reason why I wanted a Mini was to feel young and trendy again. Yes, true. Young and trendy. To have choice. I loved visually the choice of colours. And the other key features for me was I could reverse park extremely easily in the centre of the city. Nothing to do with the warranty, the price and the engine capacity. Now, just relaying this to engaging with strategic decision makers, that's the sort of information that's extremely powerful. The benefits. What changes are they looking to implement to get what is important to them? What do they need to do that's new? What do they need to do that's better? And what do they need to stop doing? And if we can get that information, we can then start building bridges between what we want and what is important to them. Because what will really get strategic decision makers on board and want to spend time in their diary with you is if they perceive that you are helping them get what is important to them. And the more that we understand what is important to them, it will help us build that case whereby what we want is linked to what they want. So going back to that process, the final part, after paraphrasing and gathering intelligence on the questioning and listening, is to actually create that link. You are there to give them what they seek, and in order to do that, this is what you need from them. It's a negotiation. If I can get you this, then what I need from you is X, whatever X is, and X is your outcome. And what I'd really suggest doing in these conversations is to take control of recording all the decisions from the conversation in writing. The person that controls the minutes from this conversation actually controls the interpretation of what was decided in the conversation. So that's a very powerful thing to take control over. So just to recap in this podcast, the things that we have looked at to help you build a good relationship and to influence strategic decision makers are to think about what do strategic decision makers want, the process of managing conversations, building rapport, gathering intelligence, and all the time trying to link your outcome with their benefit. Thank you very much. That's the end of this AAT podcast on influencing key strategic decision makers.